What is the value of Scripture? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing in Capo, California, with the thought for today. What is the value of Scripture? Now, I'm beginning this talk with the topic, what is the value of Scripture? And I may never get back to the subject again. But what is the value of Scripture? Well, Scripture helps us find our spiritual path. Scripture keeps us in line with what is beneficial and spiritually illuminating to us to help us to achieve our spiritual awareness. Scripture is the story of the religious development of a people or peoples, and it is written down much like a father might tell his children stories to teach them lessons about philosophy, about what are values in life, and what are the things that are acceptable to do. And in that sort of a teaching comes the whole gambit of ideas that want to share how we should live our life and how we should find our spiritual reality. Well, we can take the whole Bible and we can sort of sum it up into just one phrase. And that's the phrase that Jesus summed it up into. He said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But do it first." Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I teach, be yourself and have fun. Well now, how can you be yourself and have fun and do unto others as you'd have them do unto you? Very easy. Very easy. When you live your life in such a manner that everything you do is makes you happy, then you can be sure that everything is in divine order. When you're living your life so that you feel content and you feel pleased with yourself, you can be sure you're doing it right. Now, if we were to do it that way, we would be following Scripture. In fact, we'd be the living example of Scripture. Well, how do we find out what is right for us to do? Well, I go and ask Sylvia, what should I do? I ask Ellen, what should I do? I ask the cats, what should I do? I ask Ingeborg, what should I do? I ask Rex, what should I do? And then I remember the words of Jesus again. He said, go within to the Father, ask what you will, and he will reward you openly. He will tell you. I am not supposed to go to Ellen and ask her how I should live my life, or to Rex and ask him how I should live my life. I go within myself. And when I go within myself, then I'm a very happy fellow. I'm a very happy person. I'm a very fulfilled person. I'm a person who needs nothing from the outer. And since I need nothing from the outer, I'm very content and always fulfilled and always happy and always living in a very blissful life. But the minute I start living my life from a point of view that I'm worried about what's going on in the outer world, the minute I live my life, and then I'm not living according to Scripture. For again, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If I think in my heart that some people are bad and they should be put in their place, then I'm going contrary to Scripture. I'm going contrary to everything that I know is right and I should be following. Now, and we have these thoughts in our mind, and these thoughts in our mind are that there are bad things on earth, there are terrible things on earth, and there are evil things on earth, and there's illness and hatred and wars, and according to our thought, it's done unto us. So it would seem that an intelligent person like us could say how we solve that is by changing our thought. Instead of seeing war and conflict, see peace. See peace and happiness and harmony and right action. See peace. See love. Instead of reading the newspapers and magazines and listening to things that we really don't want to listen to, and putting that in our consciousness, we should, if any comment ever comes up about the world conditions, we say, all is in divine order. Oh, you're Pollyanna. Oh, so Christianity is Pollyanna, huh? So, Bible is Pollyanna. So, any religion of any country is Pollyanna. That's what you're saying. Because every religion and every teaching and every philosophy says it's done unto you according to your belief. What is your belief? Whatever you think about, that's what you're experiencing. That's what it's done unto you according to you. And so if we're going to have our scriptures be scriptures of hatred and damnation, then that's our life. Now, where are the scriptures of hatred and damnation? Well, Business Week, the newspapers and the magazines and the news reports on the video, on radio and television and so forth, that's all hatred. Now, Herb, that's not all hatred. Some is nice stuff. Well, not enough to come. After listening to the world news, what can you tell me about it? Well, there's a war here, and there's this here, and there's that there. Hey, did you tell me anything nice? Did you tell me that the crops are growing bountifully in this country or that country? Did you tell me that the rain is falling just perfectly where it is desired? Are you telling me that the countries have medical aid for people that choose to have medical aid? Did you tell me that all of the people in the United States are living above the living standard? Above it? Not below the living standard, but above it? Not poverty. In the United States? In the United States, where theoretically everything should be available? Now, why do we have street people? Because they want that lifestyle. They don't want to work. They don't want to take responsibility. They want everybody else. They go and standing on the street corner and asking you to give them. And if you participate by giving them anything, then you're endorsing them. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. When I was raised in my family, it was every man wanted to work and pay his own way. He did not want a handout from the government. He did not want a handout from the neighbor. He did not want a helping hand is one thing, but a handout is another thing. And he wanted to prove himself and do it himself and pay his own way. Now, we haven't lost that. We just haven't emphasized that. And we can. Now, where is your emphasis? Where is your scripture? Is your scripture the unhappiness of your heart, or is the scripture the happiness of your heart? Is your scripture the teachings of Jesus, the teachings of Muhammad, the teachings of the Buddha, the teachings of various people? One of our students, a very excellent student in prison, he told me that he didn't want to attend the Christian church services in prison because they were so anti-everybody else. And each religion was teaching their own pitch. And he said, so he started attending a Buddha service, and he found them just loving and beautiful and uplifting. He found it just wonderful. He said, going to the Buddha service was just really thrilling for him. And he says, I've gone 3 or 4 times now. He says, I really like it, and the people are nice. And he said, they give you time to talk, and they even ask me what I believe. And I tell them what I believe. And they say, well, that's what we believe. And now, what's going to happen to this guy? He's going to open himself up into a lot of interesting experiences. He's going to open himself up into a lot of fantastic opportunities for him to grow spiritually, to be himself and have fun. Now, are you ready to grow and be yourself and have fun? Where is your scripture? Is your scripture the newspapers and the magazines and the conflicts that are going on? Or is your scripture the good stuff? I used to publish newspapers, and my newspapers were always called the happy newspapers, because I wrote every story from a happy point of view. Even a negative story had a happy point to it, and I wrote about the happy point to it, and people liked it. Of course, the people always bought the other newspapers too, because they wanted to find out the bad point, but they found the happy point from me. And that was a very joyful thing to do. So what kind of a life are you going to live? What kind of a world are you going to live in? I don't look at Ingeborg as an incompetent woman. I look at Ingeborg as a competent woman. I look at her as a what? A young... what?
Chicken.
Young spring chicken. Young spring chicken. And when Ingeborg forgets to do things that I know she doesn't mean to forget, I bring it to her attention. And then she does it. And if she argues, I say, okay, 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 okay. You can have the other side of the street too if you want. But if you go along with what I suggest or what you know is right, then great, great. But you see, the minute I start thinking of her as 98-year-old or 108-year-old woman? Oh, boy, you're aging.
Ageless.
Huh?
I'm ageless.
Ageless. Oh. So when I treat her like the appearance that she has, then that's yesterday. That's yesterday. People who died 10, 20 years ago at the age of 70 and 80, they were considered old people. And now, people are supposed to be 80 and 90 when they die or more, you know. And it's coming up that they'll be 90 and 100. And then it'll be 100 and 110, you know. And why not unlimited? But the thing is, why are they living longer? Not because we're getting better food, better health care, not because of that, because none of those things are true. Back in years ago, they didn't have half the diseases that we have today. They didn't have half the diseases that we have today. And they didn't even know about them. But we have them. And what are we doing about it? 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 Huh? What are we doing about it? I told Ellen not to pay attention to the cats. If the cats bite a wire and get electrocuted, we're going to have one less cat. Now, Herb, that's terrible. No. It's done unto you according to your thought.
Yeah.
So, is that your thought, that they're going to bite the cord and get electrocuted?
No. All is in divine order.
I said the first time, all is in divine order, and Rex went over and checked them out, and they all walked away.
Now, how did you put that cause in motion? How did you put that cause in motion?
That's true. It works.
How did you put it? It works.
All is in
you
divine
too.
Order.
I mean, you're a young spring chicken, so you say all is in divine order, right? And you don't have to get up and go over there. But by the time you get over there, they're on to something else new, you know? So all is in divine order. To live the scripture is the most difficult thing in the world, because the majority of the world seems to think that they don't have to do it. And you sometimes play the role of the majority. And don't do that. Play the role of the unique, the spiritually illumined. Why do people think spiritual illumination is so unique, so strange? Not because there's so little of it, but it's because we see it so little. We don't go around seeing everything from a spiritually illumined point of view. If we did, we'd say, my gosh, everything's spiritually illumined. Everything is glorious. Everything is wonderful.
Oh, Pollyanna.
Oh, really? If you could open your eyes and see what I see, you wouldn't say Pollyanna, you know? Mm-hmm. Because you would say, like Sylvia said, all is in divine order, and they stopped playing their game. Now, if you see them biting electric cord and getting electrocuted, well, bully, bully. If you see him biting the telephone cord and starting to take our telephone calls from us, well, then that's another thing, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever is up to you. Now, can you, as a man thinketh in his heart, can you think in your heart, can you believe in your life that all is in divine order? Can you believe that you are living scripture? Isn't that a nice word? The living scripture. Be yourself and have fun. The living scripture, unconditional love. The living scripture, paying attention only to what you're paying attention to. Yeah. Your life is wonderful. Only if you think it is. And you, Princess Plutch Plutch, you're living in a castle, and you can't go out and play with the children out in the yard, and you're so unhappy about it. And all the children in the yard wish that they could be a princess that you are, and live in a castle and have all the things you do. See, it's all a matter.
Yeah.
Now, how do you live in a castle? Mentally, you put yourself there. Do you think the children outside could have as much fun as the princess in the castle? Sure. All on their attitude, all on their thinking. Now, what do you want out of life? Do you want your scripture to be a living experience for you, or do you want it not? I told Ellen I was going into town to buy 3 iPads. And Ellen said, no, no, we only want 2. And I said, well, on the letter from your grandson, he said 3. And she said, oh, I never noticed that. And I said, well, so I called Apple, and Apple says, no, you can't have 3. You can maybe even have 1. And so I went to Best Buy, where I often go, and I was buying something else. And I casually mentioned to the person, do you have any iPads for sale? And she said, just a minute. Hey, Don is the guy's name. Don, come here. Dan, come here. And he wants to buy some iPads. And how many do you want? I want 3. Okay. So he went over and got 3 of them, brought them to me, and gave them to me. Just like that. Now, I expected it. I was delightfully surprised to be forced to take 3. But I expected it. And it was a wonderful expectation. It was a wonderful fulfillment. Apple told me no. Ellen told me no, that Apple said no. Everybody told me no, and I had yes in my heart. I listened to Marcello, her grandson, who had written and said that he wanted the 3rd one. You know, he wanted it. And she said no. His father said only 2, you know. And so, what happens? I got it. I brought it home. It was $700, you know. I brought it home. And Ellen says, I got to call and see if he really wants it. So she called. Yes, 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 yes. We'll pay it. Pay whatever the shipping is, whatever this is, you know. And of course we'll pay it, you know. And you go expecting it. You go expecting all is going to be in divine. What a wonderful way to live scripture, right?
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful way to live it. And this is the way it works. And I went into Applebee's for some lunch, and the waiter came up to me and he says, oh, you know, what is that you have? And I was working on the iPhone. And I said, oh, I just bought a couple of iPads. He said, oh, I haven't heard about them. What are they? Are they like computers too? And so I brought up on my iPhone on Safari, the Apple account, so he could see the iPad, because I had them in the car. I didn't have them out. And, oh, hey, that's nice, you know. So we talked about that. And I'm sure I got an even better lunch because of my lovely chat with him than otherwise. But this is how it goes. We live scripture. And scripture just expresses itself for us in a beautiful way. In a beautiful way. Now, Ellen, all there is love.
All there is is love.
All there is love. So live scripture and enjoy it. I do. I know most of you do too.
Thank you.
Perhaps even all of you.
Yes.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.